the legend of the phoenix.
We are lucky to get so many books sent to this radio station. We can pick through the bins of new books, pick the ones that interest us, read them. We're privileged to get the chance to talk to authors. But if you don't get to work in a radio station, you can get to do most of your browsing for new books online, at bookstores, or for pure old school pleasure at the public library, which is where I met Nancy Pearl, the librarian extraordinaire. We've been wandering there lately. One more wander through the Northeast Branch of Seattle Public Library with Nancy Pearl. Good to see you again.
Oh, great to be here with you.
Before we go much further, though, we were talking a few weeks ago about holds and you as a hold person. Look at how big the hold section is in this library. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 lanes, aisles, both sides.
Yep. Yeah, it's a very popular service, and I think that it's great if you know what you want. I don't want people to stop wandering the shelves and looking for books.
All right, well, I want to wander over to two sections that I am just want to stand in front of them and ask you questions about.
Sounds good.
I like to come to the new fiction section and the new nonfiction section, in part because, you know, where I work, we get tons and tons of books, just as you do. But I rarely see those books here. Instead, I see all these books that I know nothing about, and I'm always curious about it. Do you come over here?
I do come over here. But you know, my special interest is older titles that have been overlooked. But I always check out what's here because you never know what you can find that's an absolutely wonderful read. For example, here happens to be on the shelf S.J. Bolton's book, Lost, and she is just a terrific Susan Bolton. She's a terrific British mystery writer. Really, I wouldn't even call it a thriller. A thriller writer who just turn the pages without, you just can't wait to find out what happened.
That's fun.
She's really good, I think. Different plots, but she's really good for people who loved, who like that kind of suspense that you found in Gone Girl, for example. I mean, very different plots, but that kind of high level of intense reading.
Well, you have a better memory than me, but
here's
Snapper Brian Kimberling. I interviewed him. I liked that book. It was about a bird scientist out wandering the world.
Yes. This Snapper was one of my favorite novels of last year, and talk about gorgeous covers. This is a gorgeous cover, and it's one of the, I think it might be the only novel ever set, only work of fiction maybe, ever set in Evansville, Indiana, and surrounding woods.
Yes, and he was quite proud of that because that is his hometown, and he wanted to conjure up that place.
And Evansville, Indiana, I have to say, I was there a few years ago speaking at the library, and they have a beautiful library. But Snapper, one of my favorite books, and I didn't realize you had interviewed him. I would like to talk to him.
All right, and then here, I just one more real quick thing. So, the other thing I like is in the nonfiction section is that, like a bookstore, but even more so, the library, because they're getting books I haven't seen. Are all these books that I just go, oh, how did I miss that? Shouldn't we be talking to that person? Like here's. There's Jeremy Rifkin's new book.
Yep.
Here's a book which I think I just pulled off the shelf. This is why coming to libraries is so great. No Joke by Ruth Wisse, W-I-S-S-E, Making Jewish Humor. I'm going to like to look at this book. You see anything here that you're attracted to?
Totally. Constellation. I read this book, actually. Constellation of Genius, 1922, Modernism, Year One. Everything that happened in 1922. Fabulous book. We talked about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I guess what I always think when I come here and look at the shelves, there are so many wonderful books that it just doesn't pay to read a book that you're not enjoying. I mean, return to the library, put it back, lend it to a friend, and go on to something else. You can always go back to that book if you have the desire. But, I mean, here's one of the first new biographies of Margaret Fuller in many a year. And, I mean, she was a fascinating woman. Here's Camelot's court inside the Kennedy White House. I mean, the book I was hoping to find here, which I just put on hold, so I know it's not here, is the new biography of called HRC, the new book about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I'm really eager, eager to read.
I read about this. This was reviewed, P.G. Woodhouse, A Life in Letters. I read a bunch of reviews on that were harsh on Woodhouse, but it seemed like very interesting.
Yeah, he had complexities, too.
Complexities.
That's going to be our new.
Yeah. And I like coming here, too, because you never see the oversized books. Like, here's the history of Soul Train, Music, Dance, and Style of a Generation by Questlove.
Yeah, who's now Jimmy Fallon, or who's on, on Tonight. And here's a book, I'm from Detroit, so here's a book, Charlie LaDuff's Detroit, An American Autopsy. Great title.
Yeah.
And such an interesting, it's a book you have to read if you're from Detroit. Here's another. Oh gosh, look at this. Robert McFarlane, The Old Ways: A Journey on Foot. He's somebody who writes about nature and wandering, and so beautifully. I think you would like this.
He's walking.
Yeah.
Robert McFarlane, A Journey on Foot, author of The Wild Places, is called The Old Ways.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
See, this is what's so great about coming to the library. I have two books now I'm checking out to look at. I wonder when I'll read them with the eight books I'm supposed to read for work. But that's what happens. Here's Brian Eno, Visual Music. That was his book that he put out. It's so cool.
And here, lest we forget, books like Crafty Creatures, Knitting and Making, all sorts of Sew and Knit the Cutest Critters. I mean, you never, never, never know what you're going to find here. And I think that's the joy of the new bookshelf.
Yep, I agree with you. The Elegance of the Cat, An Illustrated History.
On the Trail of Genghis Khan by Tim Cope.
Have you read this?
I have this at home, but I have not read it. An epic journey through the land of the nomads.
So this is telling the history, but he's doing it by traveling?
Yes. This is armchair travel at its best. What can I say? So exciting.
That's why we come. All right, Nancy, that was fun. I think we have to, before we leave this library, I'm going to one more place, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
We'll do that next week. Check our website for a list of some of the books we talked about. This is The Record.